You're listening to the AHDB podcast, practical know-how to help your farm business. If you're a beef or sheep farmer, keep listening, even though I'm going to say Brexit. Deal or no deal, there's one big question that always follows. What's the likely impact at the farm gate when either happens? I'm John Bates. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. There's lots of speculation and talk around what the future holds. To help answer the questions, AHDB, QMS and HCC commissioned a study by the Anderson Centre to try and help answer the question about what the future holds. In the next few minutes, we'll hear from a partner in the firm, Michael Haverty. The full report is available at ahdb.org.uk. The link is in the episode show notes. To best summarise the findings of the report, let's listen to Michael Haverty.
Brexit, if there is a deal, it's relatively small impact overall. Yes, exports will decrease into the EU27 market, primarily due to those non-tariff measure costs being applicable. But the overall impact is just more than 1% in terms of those overall exports. And similarly for imports coming in from the EU, again, some slight decreases taking place, primarily linked with those non-tariff measure costs. And with the non-EU markets, relatively little change, negligible change taking place. And we'll just point out in the context, these projections that have been undertaken, it's very much 9 to 12 months post-Brexit. So whether that's a deal or a no deal, that's the timescale that we're looking at. So overall, minimal changes for offal as well, minimal changes projected within the offal sector. However, when we come to a no deal, the impact is quite a bit more substantial, particularly when we look at the sheep meat sector. So if we look at exports of sheep meat going into the EU27 market, because there's very little access via TRQ into that market, and because tariffs are being applied, then trade to the EU27 essentially collapses almost. And of course, that has a major impact on the overall performance of the sector as a whole. That major market, sometimes exports to the EU can account for anywhere between 25, even up to 40%, averaging at about 33% of the lamb crop each year being exported into the EU market. If that market is no longer available, it will have a substantial impact, as is the case here in terms of the impact on UK production. Yes, there might be scope to decrease some of the imports. Obviously, imports coming in from the EU27 will also be subject to similar levels of tariffs, so there will be a significant impact there in terms of trade. And if we look across to the beef sector overall, again, we're seeing trade with the EU decrease quite significantly, not by quite as much as is in the case of sheep meat, because there is some more levels of access via TRQ into the EU market, but still a substantial decrease in exports taking place overall. And of course, imports coming in as well, subject to major impact. Even if the EU countries can still gain access to that 230,000 tons of a TRQ, they will be competing with non-EU countries for that. And of course, non-EU countries, particularly if we take the likes of Brazil, for instance, a lot lower price, a lot more competitive versus importers from the EU27. So we would anticipate non-EU imports in a no-deal context rising substantially by just over 1,300% based on these estimates. So overall, what does that mean for trade when we look at exports? 92.5% decline on exports into the EU27 market is projected under a Brexit no-deal context. Expect falls, of course, on imports from the EU as well, and non-EU imports will compensate for a significant proportion of that, particularly in beef. But overall, in terms of trade with the EU, that will be almost wiped out under a no-deal Brexit context. And in terms of the sheep meat sector, we're particularly seeing major impacts there. Production down by estimated 9%. And whilst consumption would increase because prices will be down, it still won't compensate for the overall impact of a no-deal Brexit. So when we start to look at that in terms of adding price and overall output considerations to that, for beef prices under a Brexit deal, anticipating relatively little change, just a 1% fall under a Brexit deal context. In a no deal, the UK, of course, is not self-sufficient with regards to beef production. A 4% reduction in prices is being projected because, of course, the TRQ will only be applied up to a certain level. After that, there will be some protection domestically in the UK. I think I need to point out here a key caveat within that, though, is trade between Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, and onwards into GB. What happens there during the study? That was an issue. There were a lot of questions around that. It wasn't possible to quantify that. If significant trade comes via that route in the future, then there could be scope for more significant price declines than what has been mentioned in these projections. Sheep meat, again, more pronounced price declines under a Brexit deal scenario, about 3%. But of course, that's substantially less than what could happen under a no deal, where price drops in the region of 24% are projected. Because of course, a key market for the UK sheep meat sector would be closed off in that context. So what does all of this mean in terms of a farm gate level impact for domestically produced beef and sheep meat? Study has given projections in comparison with the baseline using 2017 estimates in this context. What would happen under a Brexit deal and no deal scenario for beef and sheep meat? In terms of the overall monetary impact on sales under a Brexit deal scenario, relatively small impact, particularly in the case of beef, slightly more pronounced for the sheep meat sector. But it is, of course, the no deal is where the most substantial impact will take place, particularly looking at sheep meat. Output from the sector in monetary terms down by almost 31%, and across beef and sheep meat as a whole, an almost 12% decline in sales taking place. So that gives an overall picture, the relatively small change that would take place under a Brexit deal scenario, but no deal would be a substantial cost to the industry, close on 490 million in monetary terms looking at output. And what does all this mean then for at a farm level? To provide some calculations in this regard, we're using Anderson's Meadow Farm Model. Anderson's is a series of model farms that it uses to calculate the impacts of policy and trade policy changes in UK agriculture. And this farm, it is a notional farm, 154 hectares based in the Midlands of England. Most of the land is owned. There's 40 hectares and a farm business tenancy as well. It has a range of different enterprises. Beef, suckler cow herd, about 60 cows. Finished bull beef business as well, about 35 head of cattle within that. And a 500 ewe breeding flock as well. And in terms of the farm's performance, and I would just point out, this is a notional farm. It's not based on any one individual farm's information, but it's based on the collective experience of Anderson's consultants when speaking with farmers on a day-to-day basis. So looking at the projections for 2019-2020, livestock is projected at 1,259 pounds per hectare overall, and going down towards the margin from production, this farm is making a loss if we just look at the production output and associated costs alone. It is only when support is added to that that farms such as this start to generate a surplus. In the case of Meadow Farm, it's at £93 per hectare for 2019-2020 period. So if we look at the Brexit impacts that we've spoken about being applied to this farm, firstly, under a Brexit deal context, there are some declines in terms of output because slight decreases in beef prices, some decreases in sheep meat prices taking place as well. So a slight deterioration in performance overall, and a slightly more pronounced loss from production of £173 per hectare. But once again, we're keeping support at the same levels. So this farm still generates a surplus in a Brexit deal context of £68 per hectare. Performance not quite as good under the baseline budgetary projections. But under no deal, of course, this impact becomes much more pronounced. Significant decreases taking place within the sheep meat sector, in particular with regards to price, and that in turn drives a more substantial loss of from production, equating to about £286 per hectare in this context. So even if support is kept at the same level, this farm starts to generate a loss. And if we look at that across the farm as a whole under a no deal context, it's almost £7,000 loss that's being generated. So key questions for farms such as this. And I think with one eye on the future as well, with regards to support payments, farms such as this are heavily reliant on support. What happens in terms of direct payments in the future, if the levels of support go down over the longer term, it will give rise to key questions for farms such as this as to what they will do in the future. So I think important that farms start to plan now as well, to look at the range of scenarios that could happen and what would be the impact of a significant decrease in support levels for individual businesses. I think it's important to plan for that into the future, because there are a range of different scenarios that could happen, and I think it's prudent just to do the homework at this stage in relation to that.
Thank you to the editor and producer of this podcast, Eleanor Holdsworth. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.